Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. The Bible says that it is by this we are saved, through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that God is able to do something miraculous. He is able to maintain his holiness and righteous standards that are good, and we should love that God is holy and righteous, but the fact is that means that we are in trouble because we are not. We are not holy and righteous. We are sinful. We rebel against God's laws and commands, and so God loves us so much that he has rescued us. He has sent Jesus Christ to make payment for us on our behalf so that when we stand before God, it's not that he doesn't remember our sin or it's not as though we never sin, but he can look at us as having met our obligation, as having paid our debt, sort of like a prisoner, has violated the law, but then he was found guilty. He paid his time. He did the time for the crime. He's now free in society's standards. He did a crime, but he served his 5 years in jail. Now he's free, and he can't be arrested for that again. He can't, that's the kind of thing I think that God has done for us in Christ Jesus. He's made that payment for us so that we now can be clean, washed, be righteous in his sight, have that right standing. Now, is that true? That's the question I've focused on this week. From the point of view of what about other religions? In other words, is the Christian message that salvation is through faith in Christ, is that just for us and people in other religions have their own truth, their own path, and we're all just basically the same? We describe it different ways or maybe use different terminology, but we're basically all on the same path, the same destination. Well, that's impossible. We have to be honest with ourselves. We might want that to be true. We might not want to think that other religions are false. But if the claims of Christianity are true, and that there is a God who created us and who has holy righteous standards and has made them known through the Bible and has provided a way of salvation for us through faith in Jesus Christ, and that is the way of salvation, and those are all things that the Bible teaches, if that is true, then these other religions cannot also be true. They would be saying something different, something contrary. They don't even agree that there is a God that we should want to please or obey or follow. In many cases, they view that the all of the universe is sort of this God-like thing. This is called pantheism. In other words, the goal is not to have a relationship with a personal God, but to become one with the universe. Or the goal might not be to be right by the end of this life, have a right standing with God, but the goal might be to simply, try to do the best one can, live right, and therefore achieve a higher status in the next life. And life is just an endless cycle of different lifetimes. You're born, you die, you're born, you die. The Bible says it's not true. And it just logically cannot be. It's not arrogant to say this. I'm not putting anyone down to say this. It cannot be that Christians have one reality and people of a different faith have a completely different reality. We all live in the same universe. It can't be that, one person who's a Christian goes to heaven when he dies by believing in Jesus, and that his faith is right and that his beliefs are right, that is the only way to go to heaven. And a Muslim believes that following the five pillars of Islam is the way to get to heaven. And when he dies, he goes to heaven, and his belief that all those who don't do that, like Christians, go to hell. It can't be true that in my reality, I go to heaven and the Muslim goes to hell, and in the Muslim's reality, he goes to heaven and I go to hell. No, we're either both going to go to heaven or we're both going to go to hell. We can either both be right or both wrong. We can either one of us be right or both wrong, but it can't be that we're both right. It just cannot be. So that's what we've been looking at this week. I want to run through a couple other quotes that often reflect this kind of thinking. One is, that's just your opinion. You could say that to me. You could say, well, you think Christianity is the only true religion. The Bible says it offers the only path of salvation, and that's what you believe. Well, that's just your opinion. That doesn't work. It may be my opinion, and you may have a different opinion, but one of us is right and one of us is wrong. It's not just a matter of opinion. Let me ask you this. About this statement. Is it true or is it just your opinion? Okay, think about that. In other words, the statement, that's just your opinion, is that a true statement or is that just your opinion that that's just your opinion? You see, even the statement, that's just your opinion, is a truth claim. And that's simply what I'm doing. I'm making maybe a different truth claim than you are. But you cannot get around this idea that there is truth and that truth matters. It's just not true that everything is opinion. Something happens when we die. We either cease to exist, we go to heaven, we go to hell, we are reborn. You know, but something happens to us when we die. And regardless of what I believe about it or what you believe about it, that's, you know, it's going to happen. You know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and my beliefs aren't going to change that. My belief is that those who believe in Christ, put their faith in him, are going to be forgiven of their sin and go to heaven. And those that don't are going to be condemned by a holy, righteous God. That's what the Bible teaches. Now, you might think that I'm wrong about that. That's fine. We can disagree. But we can't disagree that one of us is right. You know, there has to be a right position. We can't just say, well, you have your truth and I have mine. We can respect each other by admitting that there is truth and then saying, here's how I came to believe my truth. Here's what I believe. And let me understand how you came to believe what you believe. And let's talk about it. And let's try to help each other figure out what really is true. That's a way of respecting each other. There's no need to yell, call names, try to, force people to convert. There's no need for any of that, but there is a need to acknowledge truth. And the truth is, there is a right religion. You know, these fundamental questions, who is God? How did we get here? Is there a God? What happens when we die? What is our greatest need in life? How do we have that need met? These are all basic questions. Every religion answers these set of questions differently. And it is not possible that they're all right. Let me throw out another quote out there. Who are you to judge others? You know, if I say Christianity is true and Islam is false, someone is going to say, who are you to judge Muslims? Listen, I'm not judging them. I believe because of the evidence that there is a free gift of salvation and eternal life. And I love Muslims. And so I care enough about them to say, hey, you know, what you believe is not right. If I see a blind man walking towards a cliff and I say, hey, there's a cliff coming, you need to stop. And he says, no, there's not. You're just pranking me. I'm going to care enough about him to say, no, there really is a cliff there. I'm not joking. You've got to stop. I'm not going to say, well, you have your truth and I have mine. That doesn't work. All right. Now, I can go about talking about religion in a respectful way. I can go about religion where I don't assume I know everything about what everyone else believes. I want to ask questions. I want to appreciate the fact that I might believe the same things if I had the same background or had the same information or, you know, hadn't had the people in my life that have helped me understand the Bible. And so I want to have compassion, tolerance, all of that. But still, I've got to recognize someone is right and someone is wrong. And that's not being judgmental. That's just being loving. So these are different things we've looked at this week. I do encourage you to go to church every week, and so I want to end today by inviting you. If you don't have a church home where the Bible's taught, we'd love to have you at First Baptist Church Fairfax for our 11 o'clock service, and at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray for the 9 o'clock service. I preach at both services. I would love to meet you. I'd love to answer any questions you might have about the Christian faith or maybe something about our church or the program. The number, if you have questions, is 943-8237. That's 943-8237. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.